Union leaders don't have the political influence they once had in Ohio. And when it comes to this presidential election year, that applies even to a segment of their own members. Labor leaders have been really hard on Donald Trump this summer. They've been crisscrossing the state, warning he's a phony populist, and bringing along the props to make their points.
I have a Trump tie right here, a Trump tie made in China.
They recite a litany of Trump's worst business practices.
Donald Trump claims to like working people, but he just doesn't like to pay them.
And they insist Trump uses the little guy.
Donald Trump cares about one thing. Donald Trump.
But it's not hard to find union members in the crowds at Trump's rallies here. Some are members of union families who converted back in the 80s, the so-called Reagan Democrats. Doug Coggy of Canton is one of those, though he says he was pretty apolitical when he was young. He worked for the Hoover Company until it closed. He says he's gone back and forth in his presidential votes, including for President Obama in 2008, because he wanted to change. Now he wants another change because his kids and the country need steady jobs.
Don't you think it might be time to run the country as a business rather than as a charity? Our country's been a charity forever. It's time to run it as a business, make it profitable. We need profit.
Coggy dismisses the questions about Trump's business record as a few blips in an otherwise wildly successful career. As for the labor leader's message?
Labor is strictly Democrat. It always has been, it always will be.
Matt Hawkins of Louisville is 35, too young to have voted for Reagan, but he voted for John McCain and Mitt Romney, and he's among the third of union members who identify as Republican.
You know, love that, conservative values, don't like big government.
Hawkins doesn't agree with labor's overwhelming endorsement of Democrats. In fact, in his line of work, setting up pop displays at stores, he doesn't see a need for a union at all. He says his company wouldn't fire him for no reason.
It wouldn't make sense for them. They wouldn't be a company any longer if they just fired people that were good workers. So the union really isn't doing anything for me. And so I'm not going to listen to their propaganda.
Other union members are brand new converts, lured specifically by Donald Trump.
Yeah, my name's Brian Smith. I work at PTC Alliance. I've been there 38 years.
But the steel tubing business has been tanking.
China's killing us on imports. Even the Italians.
So the lifelong Democrat is ready to give Trump a chance to rework trade deals. John Green of the University of Akron says there's long been some disconnect between labor leaders and members.
Leaders, of course, are leaders, and they look out for the institutional interests of the unions that they head, whereas the rank-and-file members tend to be a much more diverse group and oftentimes are looking to their own interests and their own values.
But he says there's something unique in the Trump dynamic. Blue-collar workers, beaten down by the economy, feel championed by his brash style. But labor leaders aren't giving up. For one thing, union membership itself is changing. These days, a far greater share of a far smaller pie are public sector workers. And black workers are more likely to be unionized than white workers. Jalata Aslam worked for the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees for 23 years. She's excited about Hillary Clinton, saying she trusts her long history on issues like trade, minimum wage, and equal pay. But she understands the attraction of Trump to people worried about jobs. She remembers the stench of Youngstown steel furnaces when she was young.
And we would always complain, you know, roll the windows up, Daddy, we don't want to smell that. And he'd always say, oh, don't complain about that smell, baby girl. That means that men are working.
And when the stench was gone?
So many people were without a job here.
But she also challenges Trump supporters on what they think they know about their candidate, raising specifics about his factories in Honduras and the lawsuits and liens filed against him by small businesses.
And that's how he's gone from a millionaire to a billionaire, on the backs and on the necks of regular working people and small businessmen.
Union leaders like Ohio's AFL-CIO President Tim Berga insist union minds are being changed with face-to-face, door-to-door conversations like that. And he insists
the entire trade union movement in the state of Ohio, the private sector and the public sector, is completely behind Hillary Clinton and the election for her to be president of the United States.
Nationally, Donald Trump's campaign lists three labor endorsements, including the Fraternal Order of Police. Clinton lists dozens. The fight between now and November 8th is to see how many of those endorsements translate into votes. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.